Super CFL is delighted to present The True Origin of St. Swithin's Day, as told by Jennifer Diane Wrights.
In the Londinium of 823 AD, the concept of what is moral and immoral behavior was rather different. For one thing, it was a time when men were men and women were very often sheep. This was considered normal and healthy for the time, and nothing particularly to be ashamed of. In this different era lived a young monk by the name of Alphadorus Swithins. The local community he lived in, a subsection of Londinium, was busy constructing a cathedral. The last part needed for the cathedral was a fine bell. The price of this bell was to be paid for with wool from sheep in a few years' time. But the local shepherds' flocks were not increasing in size, and this was a problem. Fortified with the ale of the time, young monk Swithins offered to inspire the local sheep to increase their numbers, and so he set about helping the sheep to be fruitful and multiply with a very personal and hands-on approach. Surprisingly, and in defiance of modern genetic rules, this apparently worked, and with the next year came an overwhelming number of new sheep. These sheep were said to be the finest in all of Londinium, and when they were mature, their exquisite wool more than paid for the bell for the cathedral. Reluctantly declared a miracle in 1943, under pressure from local groups in London, the Catholic Church canonized St. Swithin's, which is why we celebrate St. Swithin's Day today. St. Swithin's, the lesser-known patron saint of shepherds everywhere. Have a happy sheep-buggering St. Swithin's Day from Super CFL.